So in our last bench talk, we had some controversy. Luke, you insulted the vegan community.
Vegans who go and make like vegan hamburgers.
What the hell are you talking about?
But they try and make them taste and look like meat. What is the point?
What have you got to say for yourself?
Bit of salt. Just cooked this up earlier. Keep those comments rolling in, people.
Is that cow still mooing or what?
Oh, delicious. How could you not eat this?
Unacceptable! About the vegan making vegetable protein burgers taste like meat, how dumb are you?
Not dumb enough to be a vegan.
It's not like they don't like the taste of meat, they just don't want to kill defenseless animals.
You must not like the taste of meat to not eat this. Delicious.
How much of a bogan are you, mate?
Nothing goes down well with some cow than a VB.
This has put me right off contacting your business about getting work done to my car.
Oh yeah?
I don't know if you've seen Luke's hands.
They're smooth, creamy.
I don't think they've ever touched a nut and bolt on an engine bay, so I don't think he was ever gonna work on your car to begin with.
You will get me near the barbecue though. Nothing like a few barbecue ribs. Come down to the workshop and we'll have some barbecue ribs. Here's a top tip. Sear it at both sides, 4 minutes in a cast iron pan. Bang it in the oven at 170 in 10 minutes. Mint.
Perfect for Australia Day.
Australia Day? Aren't you supposed to be eating lamb, Jordo?
Apparently. Another defensive, poor defenseless animal. They taste even better, I think. You're not eating that with sauce, are you?
Did you say something about sauce? How can you go wrong with a bit of ketchup?
Ketchup on steak. Who else does that?
I'm like a smart person.
Look, it's called dead horse here, mate.
Jordan, I'm too preoccupied with my lunch. What is this video even about?
It's meant to be about the car sales for 2023 and who won and who didn't do so well. So 2023, record car sales. A record car sale was pretty much worldwide. In Australia, 1.21 million cars sold. Highest number ever.
Sometimes they say huge.
Of course, the number one selling car was a Ford Ranger. Tailgater special.
Road Ranger.
Followed closely by another Tailgater special, the Toyota Hilux. So the top two were pretty close. The third place was a fair way behind, but it was still another dual cab, Isuzu D-Max. So top three cars, all dual cabs. That's all people drive here.
Diesel is the choice in Australia, that's what you're
saying. Dirty diesel is the top three selling cars.
Stinking dirty diesel.
The air is unbreathable.
I tell you what, you go behind some of these things, put your windows up.
They reek.
Can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
But that's no surprise that the most popular cars in Australia are basically, dual cabs and SUVs? Because that's all you really see on the road now, isn't it?
Aren't these massive utes just killing pedestrians daily on the streets? They should not be allowed. Not be allowed. In parking lots, streets, nowhere.
Just before you get going, I've got some issues recording because, you just hate it when you get some cow stuck in your teeth. Just can't get it out. The only solution is to keep eating it.
Like our favourite category, SUVs, they continue to grow. Now, we know sedans and hatchbacks are on the decline, but SUVs and dual cabs made up 78% of sales.
Say that again.
78% of sales.
What?
Which sums up the road. When you're on the road, it's just vanilla trash everywhere. As little as a decade ago, the top two selling cars were a Toyota Corolla and a Mazda 3. So nobody's buying effectively hatchbacks or sedans anymore.
A Camry would have been in that mix surely somewhere 10 years ago. I mean, they're just as popular now.
There's not a lot of sedans on the market. No surprise, Toyota won this, as in the best-selling brand, by an absolute mile.
Of course!
They don't even have competition. They had 17% of all sales. To put that into perspective, how many brands sell cars here, the next highest seller was Mazda of all brands at 8%. And then there's a lot of brands between kind of 5, 6, 7, 8 that kind of...
I'm pretty sure they've sold, about 200,000 cars in Australia?
215, I think, from memory.
Oh. And worldwide, I think Toyota 2023 last year, worldwide, I'm pretty sure they were tipped to sell or build over 10 million cars, is that right?
Something like that. It's interesting because the EV nutters referred to Toyota as Kodak.
A bit like Nokia in the mobile phone market, yeah?
So they're referred to as Kodak because apparently their time's over.
Game over, man! It's game over!
done and dusted, and they haven't adapted, and basically they're going to be done pretty soon now. I don't know when that's going to start happening, because they'll go on about, oh, EV sales are up in headlines, but they fail to mention all car sales are up. And of course, EV sales have increased a bit more, but I mean, people are getting a little bit carried away there. Toyota have been criticised because they have not adapted to the ongoing climate emergency.
Global boiling.
I couldn't resist, and I had to go see some feedback on what the EV nutters think of the top three selling cars being dual cabs, and they weren't happy.
I'm sure they'd be rapt about it, yeah?
Utterly sickening seeing the lead of two giant utes actually light trucks. I mean, they are in the light commercial category. What do they think of like F-150s and Rams and stuff if they're worried about a Ranger and a Hilux?
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Look, I think we need a Ford Ranger type EV. Obviously, those bigger 4x4 SUV are popular. Yeah, there's LDV make an electric ute, and it's amazing.
A-grade nugget.
It's got a huge range, pretty long range on it, and it costs just about 100 grand. So it's pretty good value.
100 grand, Jordan, you don't even get cruise control. The only people buying that is a business or a company to score some green government grant. That's it. No one in their right mind would buy that.
It's funny how you see a lot of comments too, and people always relate everything back to how they use a vehicle. So if I'm using it a certain way, they can't see that old mate has a completely different lifestyle, and they're virtually writing comments like, I don't understand why, you know, why do you need that ute? Why can't you just go, it's always, why can't you just have a small car and then go hire a Bunnings ute every time you need it? I'm like, this is the most impractical way to live.
That is a valid point. However, it doesn't matter. As The Rock says, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you think.
What they need it for, if they want a ute, go buy a ute. If you want to live in a country where you can't even buy the car you want, move over to
China.
Personally, if I was going on a country trip, I would take my fold-up bike and try and take the train.
There's no way that's a real comment.
Now, for starters, if you're taking the train, there's limited train lines. Like, you've got to go somewhere where a train is at least heading in the same direction. At least that way, if I needed to take a bus somewhere, I'll be able to take my fold-up bike on the bus in a bag.
You know what's also in his wife's bag? His testicles.
Oh boy. Fury erupts over the rising popularity of utes and SUVs in Australia. Tax these beasts off the road. Now, I saw a lot of comments about the complaining about the fringe benefits tax that a lot of people get with the dual cabs, because apparently they're not allowed to use them for a business and the wife's just using it to take the kid to soccer. A debate has erupted amid calls for SUVs and utes to be taxed off the roads.
So straight up, Geordie, the fury and eruption big headlines are technically by the people in the minority, because you've just said 4 out of 5 people are driving a dual cab and an SUV. So
exactly, they went on Twitter, saw a couple of sooks, and that's the article.
Let me guess, you're going to come in with some industry expert or what?
Probably from the Monash University too. So why are more people opting for fuel-thirsty giants like SUVs? Apparently it's a giant now, Luke.
Look at the size of the giant.
What a Range Road Rager.
No, but even just an SUV, it's a giant car, killing pedestrians.
Look at the look of the stand.
The vehicles are widely popular with tradies and soccer mums and baby boomers, and a perception they are safer than smaller cars was playing a part in their dominance. Well, they are safer than smaller cars. I mean, it makes sense. Realistically, which one's going to come out on top in a major accident? Hang on. Apparently, I don't know what I'm talking about, because it says here, all other things equal, a bigger car will cause more damage and hold up better against a smaller car. Well, actually, I won't say that. Just cut that bit out, because I was right. I can't even read this, I'm blind. Not only does it cost Australians more to feed fuel-thirsty cars as SUVs and utes.
Oh yeah, it's a diesel.
It becomes a notable cost to the environment. Oh, okay.
Global boiling.
Australians need to change their preference for bigger is better, emphasising the urgency to address climate change.
The heat is unbearable.
Well, if the author is worried about being in an accident, big car versus small car, I get that. Totally get that. There's only one answer, the author. Just go out and buy yourself a Ram.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
Look, from backyards to beer consumption, Australians love going big, but it's time to take our feet off the accelerator when it comes to the big cars and foot the bill. Foot the bill.
Might have to have a bit more of my vegan steak here. Tasty.
I can't even read it. It's nobody's business what anyone drives, just the commies.
You are an infection.
And a few who object the need to shut up and mind their own business.
You are the definition of weakness.
Suspect the real issue is the drivers and their arrogance, mental health check required.
Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you.
The majority of people need a mental health check because of the car they're driving. Yeah, okay.
I agree with this one. No Aussies have called for this, just idiot greenies and teals with zero idea. So it's always the vocal minority.
That is the that's that story done, Geordie, because that is 100% true. Like I keep saying, no one's forcing you to buy a ute. We don't have a Ram. However, Geordie, the rumour is that there could be a dual cab entering the full boost stable.
No!
But it's like hilarious that these people wanting to ban these large utes say they are doing so for motorists. Are they saying that people are driving these utes against their own will?
Here we go.
No, but that's
bang on. Dead right.
Exactly. It's like they're preaching up on their soapbox about how I think it's more to do about the climate, Luke.
The air is unbreathable.
Do you need to be driving that? Like, we got a bit off topic. Well, we didn't off topic about the old typical utes are too big for the roads, but
Speaking of green, you might need to talk about a few EVs or what?
Well, the EV fans were apparently loving the 2023 sales results because EV cars made up a whopping 7%, but the headline is they've grown by 161%, because like, which stat sounds better?
Sounds pretty good.
They made up 7.2% of new car sales, which is up from 3.1% the previous year. The funny thing is I see headlines about them saying EVs make up 16%, and then you look into it and realise...
16%?
16% of sales, apparently, Luke. They're that high. But then you realise...
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Not only are they including plug-in hybrids, they're actually throwing regular hybrids into the mix. How has a Camry hybrid got anything to do with an electric car?
Whoa!
It's purely...
Well, any car with a battery.
Yeah. Even though the Camry creates its own little bit of energy and, you know, it can run on a battery for a tiny bit. And it's in there to save fuel. But it's not an electric car as such. But they just want to make their bubble bigger.
If you get onto an EV forum or a group, they can't stand hybrid cars.
No, but they can't stand hydrogen. They can't stand anything that uses a fuel.
That's not a battery electric vehicle. That's the only Look, thing.
A 6.2% market share and a growth rate of well over 100%. That trajectory has it engulfing the entire market within 4 years. 4 years, Luke, and she's over.
All over Red Rover.
4 years, apparently. There won't be another petrol car sold.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
There's one tiny problem, I like your thinking, but there's one tiny problem that never enters their head, that not everyone is ready for an electric car. So like you're gonna get to a point where you've got early adopters, but it's not just gonna keep doubling every year.
No.
It can't. Like, I mean, I'm not against an electric car per se, but I don't want one right now in my life. If something came out in 5 years and it suited my needs and did everything I wanted to, yeah, I'd consider it. But in 2023, 2024, it's not something that's entering my mind.
Luke, it does not matter.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Global warming, petrol cars have to go. It does not matter what people want or what people think is better. It is irrelevant.
Erroneous!
Here we go, commie for sure.
Hey, this guy's a commie!
Problem is, ice is killing the planet, EVs not so much, gotta swap.
How many emissions does Australia really have compared to some other countries? Come on.
What do plants live on? What do plants breathe?
Carbon monoxide. As someone who's into cars, I think a lot of people haven't actually driven an EV. I've driven quite a few different ones. And I did drive one late last year, the Polestar 2 Performance, and out of all the electric cars I've driven, it was easily my favourite. Well, it looked more like a regular car. To look at, it actually looks like a car. It doesn't look like a... Like, look at a Tesla Model Y, the greatest selling electric car on Earth. It is the blandest, most boring looking car. Looks like a plasticine model.
Tesla still don't have heads up.
Heads up. Oh, why would you use heads up displeasure? But the 360 degree camera on it, like for reversing, fantastic. It goes well. I like the interior. Just the overall feel and everything. I much preferred it over the Tesla. But still, like, it was a $100,000 car. It doesn't feel like a $100,000 car.
No, not at all inside, like, no.
It feels like you're in like a $60,000 car. Mm. That's like, if you could go out and buy it for 60 grand, like, yeah, big difference. But 100K, like the roll-on acceleration, torque, I should say, from... 30Ks an hour is very impressive. Like, you just cannot get that in an ice car. Showing someone off the line, I mean, it's not the same as it's like, in I guess you'd say in gear talk, if you're talking about normal engines. But anyway, I digress. Interesting year this year. I think electric sales, they should go above 10%. Could go to 15%. See what happens.
Depends on how many cars are coming over from China.
Didn't the last boat get sent back from all the stink bugs?
It would have beaten the RAV4 if that boat had landed. I'm thinking the RAV4 had so many supply issues. Everyone had supply issues.
Anyway, Jordan, I've had enough of this. Time to get back to my lunch.
How much of a bogan are you, mate?